I'm Jennifer Hambrick, midday host of WOSU Classical 101. I'm speaking with Will Baptiste, who is the violist with Black Violin. Thank you for joining me by phone today.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
You are currently on your Classical Boom tour, and I know that Classical Boom has a particular meaning for Black Violin, so tell us what Classical Boom is all about.
Well, Classical Boom is a hard-hitting beat, you know, with beautiful strings on top. You know, it's basically a classic, you know, Black Violin song that you could think of. And people who know our music, like a song like Brandenburg, which basically is a classical piece that we kind of basically repurposed and put it on its head. And that's what our music is all about, just basically taking something that's been around for years and years and doing something different with it.
Well, you've said in the past that as a duo, Black Violin's aim has always been to engage audiences to look at things from a different perspective. How do you go about communicating that message in your performances?
Well, the great thing and the beauty, the best thing about what we do is our music speaks for itself. You know, we don't really have to say much, but obviously when we speak, we're basically saying the same thing our music says, which is our shows are basically about unity coming together. And, you know, you got two different worlds like classical and hip hop, and the way that we convey this message musically that everyone can understand, you know, little kids, grown people, no matter where you're from, what color you are, what background you are, you're able to understand this universal language, you know, and ultimately that's what it's all about.
You and your collaborator, Kevin Sylvester, or Kev Marcus, the violinist with Black Violin, you're both classically trained musicians, but Black Violin has been described as a hip-hop group because of the style of your music. Do you see Black Violin first and foremost as a classical group, a hip-hop group, or something else?
I would say we're something else. I think we're definitely hip-hop. You know, we were hip-hop before we were classical. But, you know, we've trained in the field of classical music. You know, we both have, you know, degrees in classical performance. So we understand both worlds pretty well. So, you know, I guess we're both, or we're something different, you know. But I think, ultimately, I think the way that we approach our music now, well, we kind of bridge this gap, you know what I'm saying? We kind of bring it all together that it's almost like, you know, how is this even possible? You know what I mean? How is classical and hip-hop even, how are they even able to communicate, you know? So we're able to do that, and I think what that does is kind of gives people just this new idea that, you know, anything is possible. You know, these two genres that seems, you know, complete opposites are somehow having a dinner together and they're having a good time together.
Sure. How did you and Kevin Sylvester actually start blending classical with hip-hop? Really, how did this all come about?
Well, I think to start, we have to talk about exactly what hip-hop is. Hip-hop is about expression and just being who you are and expressing yourself. And for us, we grew up just playing, you know, just like anybody that would have drama or dancing class, we just happened to have violin, viola classes, and in high school, you know, every second period. And we had viola technique, and our teacher was really good. He really prepared us for college. So for us, being in that hip-hop world and having to play the violin, it was just kind of a natural, organic thing to, you know, just play around with it. You know what I'm saying? We hear something on the radio and just try to play on top of it. Or I think the moment of genius for us is when there's a song by the name of Give Me Some More by Busta Rhymes. And it had this very distinctive violin melody. And Kevin came to school and he learned the notes and he wrote the note on his phone and he kind of gave everybody the note. And we're all just playing this song that was on the radio. We went to competition. And before we got into stage in this competition, and we started playing this song, Give Me Some More. And the kids were just going crazy. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, for us, it honestly kept us playing, kept us practicing more, kept us into classical more. So, you know, I think, you know, we didn't wake up one day at all saying, oh, man, wouldn't it be cool to combine these two genres? That's not how it happened at all. I think for us, it was just very, very organic, just very, a very natural thing for us to do. You know what I'm saying? To just play around with this instrument in a way that was just very normal when it came to just what hip hop was about.
I have to ask you this question because you're poised in these two worlds, bringing classical and hip-hop together in a very natural and very organic way. Where is classical music today, just broadly speaking? What do you think the future of the art form is?
It's a good question. I think unless we really start engaging and really start educating our listeners, and I mean the younger people, right, the younger generations, my generation, also the younger ones that are coming up, we got to somehow educate them and show them this inclusivity. And it's possible that, you know, a 15-year-old that's listening to Drake can appreciate a Mozart piece. It's possible. I've seen it, you know what I'm saying? We do this all the time, and as we perform for kids, you know, 150,000 kids a year, I mean, I promise you they're more open to classical music because of our performances, you know? And I think, you know, the conversation about how we engage the younger generation, also, you know, economics has a lot to do with it as well, and reaching out to certain these communities that wouldn't necessarily be exposed to classical music unless something was being done, you know what I'm saying? So that has to happen. But the appreciation for the art form is there. I see it every day. So.
Black Violin's most recent album, which came out in 2015, is called Stereotypes. If you would, tell us about your inspiration for that particular recording.
Well, you know, for us, when we were in the studio working on this new album, you know, for us, we were just thinking about, man, you know, what should we name this album? Like, what should be the concept, you know? And for us, we're like a walking billboard when it comes to, you know, the whole idea of stereotypes. You know, when you see me in the streets, if you see me walking, if you see me in the elevator, you're not going to assume that I play the violin. So for us, we don't shy from that. We take advantage of that. And particularly when we're on stage, we love to just shatter your perception of what you think you're going to hear. You know what I'm saying? And in terms of just what a violin is able to do, what a black person is able to do, we love being able to just shatter whatever you thought you were going to hear, you know, what you thought you were going to experience. And for us, it was just a natural thing to kind of like, and it's funny, we didn't really came up with the title until much later in the album process. And the actual title track, Stereotypes, is the very last song we worked on. You know what I'm saying? It was almost kind of like, it was kind of meant to be, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And as we were working on that last song, we were just like, you know, Stereotypes. This is the perfect title for the album and the title for the song, you know? And it's something that, for us, it's so much more than just the music, so much more than just the violin, you know? You know, if you're a woman, you know, if someone says you can't do this because you're a woman, that's more reason to prove them otherwise. You know, if you're a younger kid and someone says you're too young to understand what this is about, that's more reason to prove them wrong, you know, and ultimately that's what that album is about, you know, breaking stereotypes, breaking that idea that I look a certain way, I'm only able to do a certain things, you know.
But it's interesting. I mean, just from hearing you talk, it sounds like you and Kev Marcus didn't set out as crusaders to break down stereotypes. It sounds like Black Violin came about, you used the word organically, by two musicians who were very well versed in classical music and hip hop and just sort of put them together. And this idea that what you're doing is not only musically path-breaking, but could also serve as a powerful vehicle for breaking down stereotypes came about second. I mean, am I correct about this?
Absolutely. Kind of hit the nail on the head. I mean, as we grew and we started noticing that actually came first. It's so much more than just the music. It's so much more than just us. The power behind what we do is just incredible. We see it every day. You know, we're on stage performing. We see the crowd. We see how everyone's connected for that hour and a half, you know? And everyone looks different, you know? There's no politics at that moment. There's no, you know, black and white. You know, there's no young and old. There's no, you know, men and women, it's just music. It's just, you know, it's just joy, you know? So we understand that, and it's more and more as we grow as artists, we understand that that's our mission, and it's just so much more than just, you know, recording in the studio and, you know, accolades and all these different things. It's just this idea of just togetherness, and our music does it. You know, we're just blessed that our music does it. I don't talk much, you know what I'm saying? Like, for me, I'm a very quiet person, but my music, when I'm playing, you know, it speaks volumes. It's pretty loud, and we're just blessed that we're able to have this type of influence, you know, doing something that we love. I mean, it's just the best feeling in the world, and you're doing something you love doing, and you're inspiring, you're entertaining at the same time, and people are moved, and people are coming together. I mean, it's nothing, you know, you couldn't write that up. I mean, it's just perfect.
Well, I know that your next recording is due out in 2018, which at this point is really only a few months away. Can you tell us about it at all by way of a preview?
it's definitely going to have classic black violin, which is beautiful, beautiful strings and hard-hitting beat. That's just, you know, that's our, like, secret recipe, so to speak, you know? It's going to have pretty much who we are, which is this idea of just bringing these two worlds together seamlessly in a way that everyone can understand. And hopefully we can not only bring this country together, but the world, you know, because as much as there's a divide here in this country, there's a divide everywhere else in the world, you know, and hopefully our music can be, I don't know, just almost like the base to apple pie, you know. So
Wilner Baptiste, Will B., you are the violist with Black Violin. Thanks for joining us today.
No problem. Thank you for having us.